This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump is reacting to Joe Biden's choice of a running mate, saying California Senator Kamala Harris essentially called Biden a racist during the Democratic primary. Biden's choice of Kamala Harris makes her the first black woman on a major party presidential ticket.
There are several firsts.
First multiracial woman, first black woman, first South Asian woman.
Debbie Walsh, who studies women and politics at Rutgers University, says Biden's pick could become even more historic if he wins the presidency but does not finish his term.
He may well be anointing the next president of the United States. And the idea that in that process, he is anointing a woman and a woman of color makes this a very significant pick.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 have pulled the plug on their college football season.
Two big college football power conferences, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, won't be on the field this season. The conferences represent schools like Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and UCLA. In the Pac-12, University of Oregon President Michael Schill says because of the coronavirus, this was the right thing to do.
There's just too many questions. There's too much uncertainty right now.
The Big Ten had released a revised conference-only football schedule and is now considering playing in the spring. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 164,000 people in this country have now died from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. A vaccine is still months off, say the experts, but companies are now rushing to test what the experts say may be the next best thing. Drugs that provide antibodies to fight the virus right away. The idea is that the drugs would provide quick, though temporary, immunity to those at high risk, like healthcare workers. This is AP News. One of the country's largest egg producers is accused of inflating prices in the middle of a pandemic.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing Hillendale Farms, accusing the company of raising prices about four times higher in March and April, alleging price gouging to the tune of about $4 million. In one case, the price at a supermarket went from 59 cents a dozen to $1.10 in January to $2.93 by the end of March. Hillendale says it can defend the price hike since the pandemic caused a massive disruption in every sector of the economy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing sold no 737s in July as it struggles with both the pandemic and the grounding of the 737 MAX. The coronavirus has devastated air travel, leaving airlines with more planes than they need. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.